Good morning, everyone. Blessing to be here, see y'all. And so I had a couple of thoughts. I was looking around, and in the wisdom of Sirach, the last chapter, chapter 51, he talks about looking for wisdom. I'll read it here, starting in verse 13. While I was still young, before I went on my travels, this is the writer, Jesus Ben, and I sought wisdom openly in my prayer. Before the temple, I prayed about her, and I will search for her to the end of my life. From blossoms to ripening grapes, my heart rejoiced in her. My foot embarked on her righteous path, and from my youth, I hunted for her. We hunt for wisdom. I inclined my ear a little and received her and found much instruction for myself. There was progress for me in her. To him who gives me wisdom, I will give glory, for I purposed to practice wisdom and was zealous for the good and was not put to shame. My soul strove earnestly for her, and I examined myself closely in my performance of the law. I stretched out my hands to the heights and mourned my ignorance of her. I directed my soul to her, and in purification I found her. I acquired a heart for her from the beginning, therefore I was not forsaken. My heart was stirred to search for her, and therefore I gained a good possession. The Lord gave me a tongue as my reward, and I would praise him with it. And so he wanted wisdom. Look, he prayed about it, sought it. And then God gave him wisdom. And so that's something I've been thinking about lately. Just the thought of looking for wisdom and asking the Lord for wisdom. Give it, ask it, and watch for it. And then this whole book that he wrote, The Wisdom of Sirach, is just filled with wisdom, with what he learned and everything. And then I saw also in the first chapter, he says, in verse 1, all wisdom is from the Lord, and it's with him forever. Who can count the sands of the seas, the drops of rain, the days of eternity? Who can search out the height of heaven, the breadth of earth, the abyss, and wisdom? Wisdom was created before all things, and the insight of prudence from eternity. To whom has the root of wisdom been revealed? And who has come to know her great deeds? There is one who is wise and is feared exceedingly. He who sits upon his throne, the Lord himself created wisdom. He saw and numbered her and poured her out on all his works. In the midst of all flesh, according to his gift, and he provided her for those who love him. I like that last part of verse 8. He provided wisdom for those who love him. Right, so that... what I'm getting out there out of that is just to want wisdom, seek it, and the Lord will give you wisdom if you want it. And so that's kind of what I just all my thoughts really was. Just seeking for wisdom and how it says very plainly that he sought for wisdom and the Lord gave him wisdom. So that's about all I thought of. Does anyone have anything to add, any comments to add to that? just a blessing. Does anyone have any prayer requests for the prayer?
Floyd and Chris's is the travel.
Floyd and Chris's is the travel. Let's go to prayer. Dear Father in heaven, just thank you for the blessings you give us each day, a new day, and another chance to serve you and to learn from you. I just praise you for all your blessings. I want to pray especially for those traveling Floyds and Chris's, to keep them safe as is your will. And help those among us that are struggling, just help them with strength and healing. And just pray also for the brothers in other countries, keep them, help them. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.